The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 53, Chapter 1. Tennis, Violet Captain Brunot, said Tiara. One day, when I was fitting together what she could tell me of Strickland. He knew Strickland well. He visited him at his house. I saw a middle-aged Frenchman with a big black beard, streaked with grey, a sunburnt face, and large shining eyes. He was dressed in a neat suit of ducks.I had noticed him at luncheon, and Aline, the Chinese boy, told me he had come from the Pamatus on the boat that had that day arrived. Tiara introduced me to him, and he handed me his card, a large card on which was printed Rembrunot, and underneath Captain Alone Course. We were sitting on a little veranda outside the kitchen, and Tiara was cutting out a dress that she was making for one of the girls about the house.He sat down with us. Yes, I knew Strickland well, he said. I am very fond of chess, and he was always glad of a game. I come to Tahiti 3 or 4 times a year for my business, and when he was at Papeete, he would come here and we would play, when he married. Captain Brunot smiled and shrugged his shoulders. Envy, when we went to live with the girl that Tiara gave him, he asked me to go and see him.I was one of the guests at the wedding feast. He looked at Tiara, and they both laughed. He did not come much to Papeete after that, and about a year later, it chanced that I had to go to that part of the island for I forgot what business. And when I had finished it, I said to myself, Voyons, why should I not go and see that Paul Strickland? I asked one or two natives if they knew anything about him,and I discovered that he lives not more than 5 kilometers from where I was.